Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Elias Newjar, CEO of Children's Hospital, one of our favorite people in the world. How are you?
Hey, it's good to be with both of you and all of our great listeners. How are you guys?
Fantastic.
It's been quite a year. You guys doing okay handling COVID-19 over there?
Thank you for asking. I mean, obviously, it's been a very humbling time for all of us, and I've been so thankful for just the tremendous job of our teams and supporting our kids and our families in this community. You know, we've done, I think, just a tremendous job trying to make sure we're there to serve our kids and our families when they need us most. We know kids need care, even during a pandemic, right? And so the ability to work through that has been really special and very humbling.
Now, you talk about what the kids need. I got my Young at Heart magazine in the mail the other day from the Children's Hospital of Richmond at VCU Foundation. What can you tell us about the Wonder Tower?
Yeah, you know, I mean, this is a very exciting time for us with the new Children's Inpatient Hospital, literally coming out of the ground, my friends. And so the Wonder Tower is being built as we speak, and to see it really come together, you know, we've got great teams, our design team, our team members, the work with our community, our pediatricians, our families. This is something that this community has wanted for so long, and now to see it being a reality and coming together is really special. And there's a lot of steel out there because they're putting these these steel beams up there for the new inpatient tower, which, you know, really, if you think about it, it will be open in spring of 2023. I mean, that's 2.5 years from now. That's just around the corner. And I'm so proud of the efforts of our team, and I'm deeply grateful to the support of our community. We couldn't do it without them.
And Elias, am I right saying there's going to be a helicopter landing pad on top of that thing?
There is, and I know you're thinking about this, right? We've got to find a way, you know, to get out there and see it with our own eyes, which we'll do. But you're right. We're going to have in the new Children's Hospital, we're going to have our pediatric emergency department in it. We're going to have our level one pediatric trauma program in it, including the helipad. And so that is something we're excited to open up with day one, including all of the private rooms, which will be some of the largest in the country, over 330 square feet, all private restrooms, all with couches that can pull out to beds for our families who want to stay with their child while they're admitted. And we'll have, you know, state-of-the-art operating rooms and healing areas for kids. Heck, we're even going to have an Italian fire brick oven.
Whoa.
That's going to serve some awesome pizza. Awesome pizza. We don't mess around here.
No kidding.
No, you don't. That's for sure.
Well, of course, we so look forward to that. But as you mentioned, not till 2023. But we know, Wicker and I have been to the Children's Hospital. We know it's special. But other than this amazing Wonder Tower that's coming, what sets you guys apart?
Yeah, you know, that's such a great question. I would say this first and foremost, we have amazing team members. I look at the spirit and the compassion of our incredible teams. They love what they do. Their job and their goal is to help heal a child and to care for a family in some of the most dire, tragic situations to some of the most inspiring and miraculous. And this is what they live for. And so to be in a setting where you have a tremendous talent around you, all dedicated to the healing and support of kids and families, it is very special. And as you've heard me say before, to have this Children's Hospital, it really is the crown jewel of the community. And all of us are touched by the lives of families that we know. And so to have the investment of talent, these very, very specific, very talented providers that we have here, they care for kids with all types of specialty needs from A to Z. And it's very impressive to see how well it's done and how committed our folks are to doing a tremendous job.
One of the things you guys are so great at is you come at it from the perspective of the child, and you try to build out from there, so they right away feel right at home when they're there.
Yeah, that's right, Wicker. You know, our team, they talk about this all the time. You know, our true north is serving these kids and these families. So, you know, when we're approaching issues or policies or decisions, it's very frequent that we'll talk about it through the eyes of the child or through the eyes of the family. And then, you know, we'll think about certain circumstances or challenges we may be experiencing supporting a family during a very difficult time. We think about it through the eyes of that family. What do they need? How can we answer the questions and address concerns they may be feeling? And how can we give them the courage and the confidence and the comfort that they need, right? Because we're here to serve them, and it's very special. And then I think about just the uniqueness of being a child, right? You are dependent upon this care team around you really to heal and support and guide you through this. And so that's something that we really value and we take with the utmost sincerity.
One of the families was talking about how when they had set up an appointment, just the simple text message of where to park, how to access the building, what to expect. The family said something so simple meant so much. It was so welcoming. And that is the key. You are very welcoming at Children's Hospital.
One of the things that we continue to try to do every day is listen to the needs of our families, of our pediatricians in the community. How can we make it easier? How can we make it more meaningful for our families? They have so much going on and so much stress that they're dealing with. How can we make it easier to confirm an appointment, arrive at the pavilion and park? You know, we provide free parking for all of our families that we serve. That's really important. We know they have a lot going on that they have to worry about. So we want to make that as easy as we can. And then, you know, one of the silver linings with, you know, COVID-19 and the pandemic, we've really accelerated our work on the virtual platform with virtual visits that we offer for our children and families. And what a wonderful convenience that is for families who don't have to pack in a car, come downtown, or go to their clinic for a visit. They can actually receive that outstanding care and service in the comfort of their own home or their own environment. And we found that to be very effective and very well received.
We love the fact that you guys continue to grow. Me being a father of three, I know you have three children. We know the importance of at any moment, we don't know what it could be and when it would be needed, but you guys are expanding to the point you're going to be able to handle all of it, no matter what their needs are.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, this is a very special mission for me, my three boys, and how fragile life is. And you never know, you know, how things can change in just a second. And to have the expertise and the comprehensiveness of our services and our talent, the commitment of the health system and our Children's Hospital Foundation team and board, and the incredible support of this community, that's why I just am so grateful to you both and all of our listeners for taking time to hear this message and to understand the impact and really the need for the support of this community. You know, it takes a village. And we have big dreams, you know, thinking about this new children's hospital that's coming up out of the ground and the recruitment of our outstanding specialists. And I know you've gotten to know them over the years, and you can see how passionate they are about what they do. And then, you know, being able to celebrate great achievements. You know, this was the first year ever we had four nationally ranked programs, children's programs. And Wicker, you told me last year to get it together and go get after it. And I want you to know, you know, our team's rallied, man. You know, they did a tremendous job, and we're obviously very excited to be able to be a part of this experience for these families.
Elias Newjar, CEO of Children's Hospital. Anything else you want our listeners to know about the wonderful hospital?
Well, I would just say this, you know, thank you all again for making it a point to help, you know, really shed a light on how special this work is and really how much joy it brings us to care for our families and the work of this community. It's something that we take very seriously and we feel incredibly grateful to be a part of. And to all of our listeners, you know, of course, we're thinking of you and your families during this very difficult time, and know that we will get through this and we will be stronger for it. And as always, to both of you, I'm just grateful for all the smiles you bring to our listeners' faces. And I know our teams love you guys. So thanks for keeping smiles on their faces, too.
Well, we appreciate it, and we look forward to being back with you
yeah.
at the hospital next year for right. this radiothon.
I know, right? How fun will that be? Yeah. Well, that'll be something to look forward to.
We are going to so miss being there, but at least we have each other virtually.
Isn't that something? And you know, you think about it, phone calls before, or even, you know, FaceTime before, it was there. But now in this new normal, you know, when you hear a voice and you connect with somebody and you can see their face, I mean, it really does have special meaning. You know, it's been a tough year, but a year of a lot of silver linings.
Yeah, you know, that's very true, Elias.
Yep, that's
absolutely
true.
Well, both of you are just the best. I appreciate you guys, and thanks for giving me a few minutes to share some of my thoughts. And I know all of our team, they love you. So thank you for being such great advocates to them and to work with our families.
Well, you make it very easy because
yes,
your energy
you
and your love for that hospital can be felt throughout. So we appreciate all you do.
Thank you.
All right, and Elias Nujar, CEO of Children's Hospital. Thank you, sir.
All right, everybody be well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.